All right, we are live in front of our 200,000 subscribers. Woo!
Just hit 200,000 subscribers on YouTube. So yes. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Obviously, we do this for the fans.
Yes, I am your host, Austin Vanderford. My beautiful co-host, Dennis Vanderford and Paige Vanderford.
Thank you.
And we just hit 200,000 on YouTube.
We did.
That is crazy.
That's insane because this is going much awesomer than I expected, I guess. Yes. I wasn't sure about a podcast between. I mean, I know you're hilarious.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
And Mr. Personality. And yes. People could hear you talk forever. I wasn't sure, well, I don't so know. Sure about myself.
I don't
myself.
Know that everyone will agree with that. But,
okay. Well, but I appreciate I do. It.
But you could listen to me talk
I
forever.
I could listen to you talk forever.
Okay, cool.
Let's tell everyone what we have going on right this second.
Well, I about 2 minutes ago just had to get up and open the door and yell to have our family quiet down just a little bit,
just be a little more quiet.
We have a house full of family right now.
We do. We have your sister,
yep,
and brother-in-law, and there yes. are three kids.
Yep.
And I have, before we jump into, I know you have an incredible episode planned, some funny things that I've heard
lately. Come out of their mouths.
Coming out of their mouths. And I wrote this one down.
Okay.
And Paxson is 5.
Yes. Yeah. My nephew is 5. He was actually born the day. Was it?
It was the same day.
It was the same day I did the contender series. I had half my family at the contender series fight, the other half in the hospital with my sister.
As she was giving birth, you yeah. were fighting.
Yep. So
talk about family stress.
Yeah, no kidding.
But luckily that was their third kid, so it wasn't like unfamiliar yeah. and they knew yeah. she's a strong mama and she'd get through it.
Yeah. So the funny thing about that too, mm-hmm. Before you get into, so yes, their third kid, and you know, being an outsider, I you know, see everything. So they got, my sister and brother-in-law, they got pregnant fairly early on. They were younger, whatever, because the oldest one is
10.
10.
Portland
so
is 10.
My sister is 32. Yeah, 2 years younger than me. And so 22 when she had her first one. And it was so funny. For the first kid, it was everything so strict, like yep. no unorganic food, nothing like
no
that
soda.
Like no soda, nothing. And then as it progressed, then the second child is a little more lenient,
you get a little
and
bit more Paxson, yeah. a little bit more,
and it's like, oh, we're just doing this shit again. Yeah. We're having another kid
at that point. It's like you're a parent and you're yeah. doing the best you can.
But it's funny how it like went through
the three.
Yeah.
And I will say it's also crazy to see how different all three of their personalities are.
Oh, it's wild.
Given having the same parents.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, they're all, it goes from like, well, I was going to say it goes from really mild to medium mild to crazy, but the middle one and the youngest one, they can kind of switch.
Can, yeah,
from,
they can go back and
there.
Forth.
Yeah.
So we celebrated Easter with our family.
Yeah.
So the Easter Bunny came to our house. And yep. Paxson, the youngest,
yeah,
5 years old, said, and I quote, "The Easter Bunny is a really big fan of Uncle Austin and Aunt Paige, and that's why we got so much cool stuff."
Oh, jeez.
so I don't know. We did their Easter baskets because they were traveling.
Yes.
And hopefully they can't hear us.
Yeah.
But, of course, I was like, I don't know. I don't know what to do for kids for Easter baskets. So I just went nuts.
Yes, and got, you did.
So I'm like, this floaty, it's like a riding bowl that you can ride on in the pool. And yep. it's the size of our pool.
Yeah, it's giant.
Huge.
Yeah.
And then floaties, and all of the eggs had money in them. And
yeah, all the eggs had dollar bills.
I don't
in
know
them.
Where the dollars came from.
Where'd you get so many dollar bills from?
We had a lot of ones.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about where, especially The kids have these dollar bills.
Easter Bunny, gosh damn it, brought a lot of dollar bills and the eggs this year.
Well, he's a big fan. So.
Big fan.
Yeah.
He's a really big fan of us.
Okay, that's but really that was funny.
The favorite thing about me when I would find the Easter eggs that would have money in it. It was like a big deal.
Yes.
But I think our Easter eggs had like 25 cents in each one or something pretty mild.
Yeah.
The other thing that I learned about myself from having nieces and nephews.
Yes.
Otherwise, I don't think I would know this fact at all.
Okay.
So, all of a sudden, your sister calls.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, when did Paige get in Henry Danger?
Oh, yes. The little Danger. TV so I'm like, show.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So, they sent us a video, and I have since seen, but apparently, there is an episode of Henry Danger. And they must have gotten the licensing agreement from the UFC.
Which to tell the fan, Henry Danger is a show on Nickelodeon or something like that.
Show.
Right?
Yeah, kids show. We'll have to put a screen grab. But they put my UFC debut in Henry Danger.
Yeah, which is so funny.
Like, one, UFC, I would like to know. Like, tell me, like, hey, by the way, your fight is going to be chosen for Henry Danger or putting in Henry Danger.
Yeah.
Should I be compensated? Because I see that episode all the time.
Yeah, it is on. Yeah, they've sent us quite a few little...
snippets.
Well, yeah. They should at least ask permission, I feel like. But,
right? Like, shouldn't I give permission to be... Like, obviously, the UFC, I guess, in the contracts we sign, must be able to use our image and likeness...
For sure, yeah.
...forever.
Yeah.
But... At least tell me that I'm going to be in a TV show.
Yeah.
But I guess it's cool. It was something that we found out because of our nieces and nephews. Yeah. And now we know.
Yeah. So, and it makes them think you're even more of a superstar.
It makes... Oh, sorry. I'm adjusting my seating position. It makes them think I'm really famous because I'm in a Nickelodeon show.
So was there... So the Easter Bunny being... Was there any other funny... Have you heard any other funny shit?
Oh, I'm sure. But
I have a couple.
Okay. You go next.
So I don't really think Paxton, again, Paxton's 5. I don't think he quite understands. I mean, he understands what he's saying. He's at that age where he knows.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's kind of in a little phase where he likes to call people puss-puss. Little puss pusses. So he's, and of course me, you know, I riff around
really
with him.
Egg him on.
Yeah, he and I, we get into it because he's at that age where, you know, he comes up and for no reason punches me in the nuts or
likes to rough house.
Yeah, and you know, and I like
that
to.
That was funny.
I egg on a little bit.
Your sister and I were getting piercings, getting our ears pierced.
Yeah.
And you guys were at the card shop down the street. You guys came in as we were checking out, and you guys are you guys are holding coffee, Cuban coffee.
Some Cuban coffees, yep.
Some Cuban coffee from Miami. He comes up and just punched you square in the dick.
We're in this jewelry store, and and I'm holding two coffees, and I go, and Paxton just comes up and just punches me right in the penis. And of course, I spill the coffee all over him, and it's hot, and I spill all over.
Oh, coffee all over this really nice. It was like a basically like a piercing salon. It's super girly. And you spill coffee all over him, all over the floor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So he got douched with coffee and he got in trouble.
Yes, for punching you in the wiener.
So then his other funny thing, and I know the origins of this, but he's got a couple things mixed up. So our family, funny thing to say or whatever is chicken biscuit. Like, chicken biscuit or something. And whatever, I don't even remember who. Maybe my mom says it. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a mom thing to say.
It does.
But then some other people in our family really like to utilize the F word. And,
yeah.
You know, fuck this or fucking this. Yes. And well, he intertwined both of them. And so something happened that aggravated him, and he's like, oh, fucking biscuit. You know,
oh, little fucking biscuit.
Fucking biscuit.
Which, it is bad now because you'll go and whisper it in his ear, fucking biscuits, to get him to say it.
I'm the uncle who
eggs him on
a little bit.
All right, serious question.
Okay,
so obviously we have our family staying with us for like 3 weeks. We were around our nieces and nephews all the time because either we're going back and forth between Alaska and here or they're coming here. Does it make you want kids more or less?
I'm more and more leaning towards maybe we'll just be the cool fun aunt and uncle and have grab a couple more dogs.
So, and I didn't want to say that. I hoped you were going to say it. It's not that. No, I absolutely love kids.
Yeah.
And we have so much fun with them. But then I start to think about like our lives, like how much it would change if we had kids and how we couldn't do the things that we're doing now with our family and how we have the opportunity to like spoil them and be like the really, really fun aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take that away from them.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, you know, we're fortunate enough to be in a spot where I guess if we want to go hang out with kids, we could just hop on a flight to Alaska. Yeah.
Well, we get to be fun. We get to give them back. We get to
spoil them. It's the typical, yes, it is. It's like,
you don't have to punish them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, of course, we definitely want kids and, you know, But
here's the thing too, is we're going to be doing it if we do have kids so much later.
Yeah.
I'm 30, you're 34. And I'm nowhere near ready, honestly, myself.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean,
I know it's crazy. Like, you know, a year goes by or whatever. And especially me, thinking back in my younger days and all that, thinking like, okay, when's the right time to have kids? Yep. When am I going to have kids? And, you know, and I always remember thinking like, oh, 30's perfect. You know, I'll have my first kid when I'm 30.
And that's what like these inspirational things on Instagram and blah, blah, blah. And like parents back in the day, it'd be like, oh, it's fine. Like it's, don't worry. Women can have kids after 30. Like, don't worry. Or you can have kids at 30. So like, if you want to wait to 30, you're totally fine. It's like, okay, now I'm 30. Like, okay, does that now push? Like, it's okay to wait until you're 35.
Yeah.
Like it just felt like 30 was the cutoff. Like women need to be pregnant, like no later than 30. And now, obviously, I know a lot of women who have had kids later and extremely successful.
For sure.
And I would say the majority of moms say to wait.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, you think about it. But then this literally just popped in my head right here. You know, you have that time, right? Like you have kids. My sister and Nick, they're inching closer and closer to the time where it's like the kids are old enough now where like one of them can babysit both of them and they're getting a little more freedom,
self-sufficient.
Yeah, but then there's that time period where it's like you're pretty much with them, you know, all the time, or you should be, and you should be. And so now the longer we wait or whatever, then it's like, well, damn, now we're in, you know, in our 40s or whatever, and it's that time period where we've got to be like,
yep.
Yeah. And then the time that they're old enough to be able to start doing it, it's like, you know, now we're 60 or whatever, or something like that. It's like,
you just don't know when the right time is. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And but I guess we can relate it too to like your dad had you kids
older. I mean, my dad must have been 41, I think, when he had me.
Yeah. And then my mom had us at 20 and 22.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think I left my dad's nutsack when I was like,
yikes,
he was 40. And then,
Okay.
I was just hanging out with my dad's nuts for such a weird way to put it. Yeah.
So I guess I can see both sides of it. Like I get like, for me and my mom, it's fun now because we can be friends and she's only 52. Yeah. So it's like, we really are friends. Like in a lot of the women that I hang out with, my friends are older.
Yeah.
So it's,
good gosh. Isn't it so weird to think that there was one point where we were just a single little sperm?
I don't think about that.
That is so... You were like your dad's little sperm thing for a while. Anyways.
Please don't talk about my dad's sperm.
Yeah, really crazy.
One funny thing that I used to do
when
I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because I was a cesarean, so I came out of my mom's stomach.
Yes.
Any of my friends who were born normal way.
Vaginally.
I was just like, well, you came out of your mom's vagina. I didn't.
Yeah, so they're just, they're pussies.
I don't know why I would brag about that because that's awful. And I know how traumatic cesareans are. Like, I ruined my mom for life. Like, giving birth is in like a miracle in and of itself.
Yes.
People don't realize, like, having birth is a big deal.
Yeah.
But then, so my mom, this is going to be a lot. Sorry, mom. I was massive. I was 9 pounds, 12 ounces.
Jeez.
After I peed.
Jeez.
So I was a 10 pound baby.
Yeah.
And I obviously, my mom is like tiny.
Yes.
So I was unable to be born vaginally. So I was a planned cesarean.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad because back in the day, women's bodies, like, when you give birth, they're not sewing you up for like aesthetic reasons. You just gave birth. So they're just stitching you up so you can be with your kid. So, of course, it wasn't as cosmetically appealing as she would have liked.
Good gosh.
Sorry.
Yeah. So you enjoy. Well, I don't know if I would say enjoy, but and maybe you do enjoy. You like watching birthing videos.
I don't like it.
And you try to get me to, you're like, hey, you want to see this? Well, I'm like, no, I do not want to see it.
Because now having kids has been like, everyone's asking us when we're going to have freaking kids. So now, for whatever reason, they came up on my For You page and they show the whole thing. And it is like...
Wait, so people have asked when you're going to have kids and then it starts popping up on your For You page?
Yes. Our iPhones are listening to
us. They're listening to us.
Yep. So all of a sudden, boom, spread eagle. Head crowning, and it's like, dear heavens, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, that's our kid talk for the day. We have a bunch of kids here.
Yeah,
we're having a great time. I'm also a little bit anal, we have realized.
Okay.
Oh, I just don't like mess.
Messes. Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't like stains.
Yeah.
Dirty fingers.
Yeah, we're kind of,
like, I already know I have my, like, my carpet cleaner on speed dial isn't gonna come like deep clean all
which
of our
we don't
furniture.
Even really have any carpet, we just have
the furniture, like
I know, yeah,
they'll steam clean it. All right, that was our kickoff with family here. Before we jump into what you have planned, I wanted to talk about, we had two write-ins from some fans, and I think they're gonna be great, so here we go.
Okay,
this one is from Ivy Jean. Thank you for listening, Ivy. It says, hello, Paige and Austin. My name is Ivy, and I'm a big fan. I absolutely love your podcast, and I admire your relationship. Mm-hmm. I'm a 90s 4 baby, too, and I relate a lot to your content and conversations you have with your hubby and Dennis. My dog baby is the same age as Dennis and a very similar story. I'm planning our first vacation to Miami my 9-year anniversary. Wow. And he is a big Miami Heat fan, and this will be our first NBA game.
Oh, cool.
I would love to hear about some places to eat or adventure while we are there. Thank you.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So we kind of talked about going to a Miami Heat game as well.
We did. Yeah. We were talking about bringing the family over and checking a game out.
Going to a game. Gosh, places to eat. We don't get out very often.
Yeah. I mean, in Miami, we have our, of course, we love... You know, if you're looking for like a really fancy
Komodo is our favorite, I think, is like a fancy night out. Very trendy, expensive Miami restaurant. Very good, though.
Oh, so good.
Pretty much can't go wrong in Miami. You have to get Cuban food while you're here.
Yes.
Have to.
Yeah. Where did we... Okay. We went to a Thai... Maybe we went to two Thai places. We went to one...
I could never remember what they're called, but they were so good.
I can't
either.
And there's a couple. One was in the art district that we went to?
I couldn't tell you.
I know. Gosh damn it. Yeah. Anyways.
So.
Yeah, a couple good Thai places we went to. But Komodo. You can get to Komodo, or if you want to treat yourselves a little. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so good.
So good.
The Peking duck. Awesome.
It's like their thing.
Yeah. Love the Peking duck.
All right. We got another one from Craig.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I know the chance of this email being read is very slim. No, it's not. You're on the podcast.
You made it.
Oh, I read every email. Yep. I check that thing every day.
Here we go.
But I had to take this chance and send it. After weeks, I finally managed to buy a copy of Rise, Paige's book.
Ah, cool.
I wrote a book, which I do want to talk about on the future podcast.
Yeah.
That's going to be an emotional one. So we got to mentally prepared. But yes, I wrote a book. It's called Rise. And this book has already made me cry. Oh, and I feel so proud because the strength that comes through is incredible. I understand that you still have a lot of unnecessary nastiness aimed your way, but I want to try and speak for the people and help you. Oh, and just say thank you.
Oh,
you both create a safe space that we can enjoy each week. And for that hour, I really feel a part of something. So please don't stop. Oh my gosh, I'm going to cry on this one. Craig.
Dang, Craig.
So many people want so much from you guys. And I just want to say thank you for being who you are. Have the most wonderful day, Craig. Oh,
damn. Craig. That was really cool.
And that's the thing about like this podcast. Why I don't think we're ever going to stop is because.
Also, though, before you go, Craig, shoot us over your address.
Oh, actually, let's do this. Both.
Both.
Both Craig and Ivy Jean, email us again. Send us your address because we just hit 200,000 subscribers.
We'd love to do a little something for you guys.
And you're both going to get a fan gift.
Yeah, for sure.
So what was I saying?
That's why you feel like you'll never really want to stop.
Yeah, because it's created such a community of people who are actually fans.
Yeah,
and
for
like,
sure.
Appreciate what we're putting out. Like, we're doing this so people can get to know us more. And it's so hard on social media to share enough long form content for people to really know who you are.
Yeah.
And you're really just posting the best parts of your life. Like,
yeah. Yeah. You get little snippets here and there, and you know, you don't get to, but we're down to really talk about
all of it.
I've got a couple things coming up that.
Yeah. I do want to mention, I think your nose is infected.
Yeah. My nose is really red. Good. Yeah.
You were bleeding on the last
one. Okay, podcasts. Yeah, the last one. Yeah, my nose is struggling a little bit. Yes. But
all right.
I haven't really taken a break from training.
No,
so,
you haven't.
Yeah. And you're a little Band-Aid on.
You're on the wrestling mats, and I'm like, you're going to get MRSA on your nose, and your nose is going to fall off.
Yeah, cut off your nose to spider face.
Office reference.
The office.
Office reference.
Speaking of that, you are on a you're on a new show kick right now. And
am I?
Yes. And this blew my mind. So our family's in town again. Our favorite restaurant
in South Florida.
Yeah. Is Oceans 234. It's in Deerfield Beach. So if you guys are local and want to catch us,
let them know that we sent you because they know us now.
Let them know we sent you. But also if you want to run into us, we're there.
Yep.
Anyways. So we're there, we're waiting for a table, and we were going to have a cocktail, and I had got a beer or something, or no, you sent me up to the bar, and you're like, hey, would you go get yourself whatever, and then would you get me a Cosmopolitan? And I'm like, what? But I didn't really say anything, and I just went up.
You're
and
like, what the hell? Because we all know I'm a tequila girl.
Yeah, so I go up, and anyways, I wasn't getting help, so I came back to where we were sitting, and a waitress had came, and she's like, here, if you give me your order here, it'll be quicker. So anyway, so I was like, I'll take a, beer or whatever, and you're like, I was thinking about the Cosmo, but I think I'm going to go martini, and just threw me off again, and I'm like, what in the fuck has gotten a Cosmo is a martini for you? I was like, are you? Anyways, come to find out, it's because she's on a
Sex in the City.
Yes. So Paige, for those who know, big Office fan, but Paige has got like five.
I have issues.
She's got five TV shows that she will watch over and over again for
like 6 months, 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, a couple months or whatever. And it's on every night before bed.
Yes.
And so she watches, it's Sex and the City, I can name them all. Sex and the City, The Office, Parks and Rec, Grace and Frankie, and then Psych. We haven't really watched Psych in a while. But okay, put those in order five.
No. Oh, you're missing one.
What's the other one? So six.
I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure it out.
Okay. Psych, The Office, Parks and Rec, Sex and the City, Grace and Frankie.
Frankie and Grace. And?
Friends.
Good job, yep. Honey.
Yeah, so Friends.
I alternate between those six shows.
Yes.
I'll watch one for probably like 3 months, and then I'll switch to the next show. And I've seen every episode of every season.
So. And I just want everyone to know, this is on the heels of her telling me this maybe two nights ago. Because it was when her family was here. Because her family was here. Anyways, a few nights ago, this is on the heels of her telling me, I can't watch another minute of college basketball. I'm like, bitch, really? I watch your show every single night to go to bed. Well,
you're sleeping. Okay. If I have to rank them.
Yes.
If I'm honestly having to rank my shows.
Emphasis on the bitch.
Bitch. Okay. I can't not put Office as number one.
Yeah, Office has got to be
Office is number one.
Yep.
I would say Friends is number two.
Okay.
Sex and the City's three.
Okay.
Let's see. Then Frankie and Grace, Parks and Rec, then Psych.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I could move Frankie and Grace around. That could move up a little bit. It's, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I think I'm going. Now, these are just your shows, not my favorite.
Tell everybody Although how much I do you love Sex and the City.
I do love The Office. So, Office number one. Maybe Sex and the City number two. Yes. The one girl who's just a total slut is love really her. Funny.
Samantha.
Yeah, giving blowjobs all the time. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
It. Honestly, though, if I can interrupt, it's podcast research. It's literally research. It is sex and relationships. Everything we know all about.
Friends isn't bad. But gosh, something about Ross. He's just kind of a pussy. Ross just kind of drives me crazy.
Every time we watch Friends, you're like, gosh, the guys on this show are just
no,
soft.
Not the guys. Ross. Oh. Ross just kind of rubs me the wrong way.
No, but I
sometimes.
Will say the difference between like the male figures on Sex and the City is they're from New York. They're not like pull up your bootstraps and go hunt in the wilderness in Alaska or go deckhand a boat. Like it's just a different lifestyle. I hear you though, because we've had this conversation before on one of the podcasts. I think the girls on Friends are hot. I don't think the men are. Obviously they're just not my type.
Coach Bruno would not agree with you about the girls.
No, he doesn't think the girls are hot.
Our coach, which we've talked about before. He thinks they're homely.
Okay.
Yeah. Homely. The girls are homely on Friends.
Okay. You had stuff planned for us.
Yeah.
But let me jump us off because I feel like I have the perfect way to segue this. It was our birthdays.
Yes.
It was our birthdays. I'm an Aries.
Yes.
You're an Aries.
Yeah.
Do you believe in astrology?
Is now a good time whether I tell you that I think you're bipolar or...
It's a great time to tell people.
This was our weekly... Well, I wouldn't say weekly fight, but...
It wasn't a fight, but
what was going on?
I was just stressed out. I just get stressed out sometimes.
She's and stressed. I'm on the couch.
You get all pissy because you're like, life's great. Why should you stress out? Life's so good. We're so blah, blah, blah. Guess what? People fucking stress out. They just do.
So, and I didn't straight up say, babe, you're bipolar. I simply asked a question. I said,
which is the perfect time when your wife's freaking the fuck out, stressed out, angry, tired, for you to say what?
All I asked, I said, hey, babe, have you ever thought, do you think maybe you're bipolar? So I wasn't like calling her. I wanted to know her honest opinion.
Well, my honest opinion in that moment was fuck you. And
yes. And she she was like, that was not very nice. And then she kind of started crying a little bit.
And then I was crying.
Kind of proved my point a little more. But anyway, so, but not necessarily all jokes aside, but.
And no, it's not funny.
Yeah, not.
But when I sat down and thought about things, so then I got into this like just whirlwind of thoughts and emotions and like, holy shit, like that could explain all of my issues.
And you also WebMD'd it.
I did WebMD it.
Yeah.
But then I went back and so I had been journaling kind of the entirety of my UFC career. Yeah. I would journal every day.
Yep.
And I went back and there was this like common theme of either I was really happy or I was really, really, really depressed.
So after that comment was made, she gives her reaction. She goes back to the bedroom. And she got into the one of our little notebooks, and she pulls out a notebook, and it was dated at, it was like 2017 or something. 2015. I'm laying on the couch watching basketball, and she comes out and throws a notebook at me, and the first page is dated 2015. I read it, and it's literally the same shit. Like,
and I was like trying to just tell you, like, my point of it was like, read this. Like, this is the person you married, and I've been this way since 2015.
Yeah.
So you're fucking stuck with me.
Yeah. And it was, you know, it was, yes, that, but the point of the whole thing is, you know, she was really upset, you know, stressed out. I called her bipolar, which probably wasn't smart of me. I didn't call her bipolar. I just asked. And then, but then the next morning it was like all good and everything. She's like the happiest person in the world.
People have emotions.
I know.
But some of the symptoms, and this is not to make light of a mental disorder.
Yeah.
But I have gone to therapy.
Yes.
Quite a bit. And there is a chance that I am probably bipolar. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And I didn't say it was a bad thing. But when you hear it, you know, a lot of people, I think a lot of people connect being bipolar with like something, having extreme anger and all this, but I wasn't going to say
my thing. I think people see it as like, and there's, of course, me being in my lows is really bad, but there's a lot of things that I do, I obsess about. And when I'm in my highs, I can get everything done.
Oh,
I'm like,
for sure.
I'm on the moon. And then I have my lows where it's like, I don't want to get out of bed for like a week.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, and it's hard for, you know, and like someone who which I have my own issues, mm-hmm. but, you know, that's not one of them for myself. So it's hard for me to fathom like the feeling and stuff that you go through and the emotions.
I mean, even like reading some on WebMD, of course.
Yeah.
Mood swings, yes. Sadness, yes. Elevated mood, anger, anxiety, apathy, yes. Euphoria, general... discontent, yes. Guilt. I literally feel guilty all the time.
I know. Yeah.
Behavior.
Yeah.
Irritability.
Yeah.
Taking risky behaviors. Yeah.
Yep.
Disorganized behavior. I don't think I'm disorganized.
No, I don't think so either.
Aggressive, yes. Agitated all the time.
Yeah.
Crying all the time.
Yeah.
Excessive desire for sex. Yes or no?
Yes.
Hyperactivity, impulsivity, yes.
Yeah.
Unwanted thoughts. Oh my gosh. Like, crazy. I'll lay in bed and have unwanted thoughts forever. Difficulty falling asleep.
That's exactly. You have like these thoughts and trying to go to sleep, and it's like where I'll wake up at 4 a.m. and I'll roll over and she's still on her phone like doing stuff. I'm like, "What in the hell are you doing?" But
anyways, this is a conversation for me and my therapist. Thank you.
Yes, exactly. So let's move on to astrology.
So the reason I don't know how we got to astrology and me just being bipolar. We're both, do you believe in astrology?
So I've said this about other things. I've said if the moon can affect the tide, then the moon can affect my sleep.
That's true.
So I started thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
When we're born, right, mm-hmm. we come out of the womb and we have soft little heads, right?
I have no idea where you're going with this.
Okay, you know, babies have like soft spots or whatever. And we know because we know people who, you know.
We know because really, you've dropped on your head a lot.
Well, yeah, no. but, you know, we know sad stories of kids growing up in foster homes and laying, like the shape of their head can be so manipulated and stuff like that. Anyways, we won't get it. But so here's my thought.
Okay.
And I just thought of this. So when you're born, you got a soft little head or whatever day you're born, whatever month or whatever, the pressure of everything, the moon, and because it again, the moon can affect water and tides. it like molds your head in a certain way. Or
I think 100% of what you just said is nonsense.
Yeah, it probably is. But anyways, no, I'm not really a big astrology.
I'm not going to get into the moon and the tides, but I am going to read our...
Yeah, that was probably a lot of nonsense right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was...
please go for it and give us something a little more studious.
I will. Aries, March 21st, which you were the first day. I'm the cutoff. You're the cutoff to April 19th.
Yeah, I'm the start.
The start. Okay. So some of this stuff I feel applies to me.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. Anyways, okay. Aries loves to be number one. So it's no surprise that these audacious rams are the first sign of the zodiac. Bold and ambitious, Aries dives headfirst into even the most challenging situations, which is appropriate since part of their body is associated with Aries is the head.
Yeah.
Like their fellow fire signs, Leo and Sagittarius, Aries is passionate, motivated, and confident leader who builds community with a cheerful disposition and relentless determination. Part of that is true for both of us, but I don't build a community. I am a lone ranger.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing is like I can read some of these and I can pick some things. I'm like, yeah, that definitely.
From all of them, though. You could read me in the astrology sign from a completely different whatever.
For sure.
And I would be like, yeah, that applies to me, too. It says, uncomplicated and direct in their approach, they often get frustrated by exhaustive details and unnecessary nuances. They like things quick and dirty, a temperament also reflective in their sexual proclivities.
Okay. So what's your thought? Astrology, zodiac signs, compatibility.
I've said it before.
Yeah.
I think it's all bullshit.
Okay.
There has to be something to it, I guess, because astrology has been like around forever. I don't know. Stars, like, but I also am
the
like
stars, the moon,
stars, the moon, whatever,
gravity, all that
gravity
shit.
Where I kind of, but then I get into like, I think that the people, ancient Egypt and the Egyptians, had some sort of, oh my gosh, I have, okay, bear with me for a second.
Okay.
I believe, based on my thorough research, that the ancient Egyptians,
yes,
had some sort of other technology that we do not currently have to build the pyramids. They don't make sense to build them the way that they did, just chiseling rock with a chisel and stone and building it to this magnificent pyramid with the structural integrity that it has. They're still standing today and they're perfect.
Yeah.
They're literally perfect. So, did you know that and this is, take this with a grain of salt because I heard it on the internet. Do you know who owns the inside of pyramids? Some of the pyramids in Egypt.
I have no clue.
Motherfucking NASA.
Really?
Did you know NASA owns a portion of the Grand Canyon?
Really?
Yes.
Someone's going to have to fact check her on this.
Fine, fact check me. But listen, NASA owns a portion of the inside of pyramids. Okay. I believe that they were able to harness some sort of magnetic energy from the stars to build the pyramids.
And this is the same woman telling me all this right now.
I don't believe in astrology.
Believe in aliens or astrology or anything like that.
Okay. Well, no. Okay. So,
I am seeing like both. I'm seeing accounts that say that no, it's not true. Then there's some that say it is true.
Some say it's true. Some say it's not.
Choose your next words wisely.
I think that, let me just read this. I'm moving on. I'm gonna get way too political.
We're gonna have to do one podcast where we do all the conspiracy theories
that I believe.
Because I'm telling you guys, she fucking there's something she'll send me. Which so we're not on it. We've been talking about it for a few days to watch the new Nickelodeon.
What's that?
Oh yes, quite on set.
Yeah,
yes.
Quite on set.
Yes.
I thought you were telling us.
I thought you were saying quite on set.
I thought
Juan
was telling us to be quite on set. Really taking the producer role seriously over there.
Oh man.
No, okay, because I don't believe it all, but there's certain it's weird. that the Nickelodeon splat is the exact same shape of Epstein Island.
Yeah, there is some weird coincidences.
But the Disney cruises would stop at Epstein Island.
Yeah, we're going to have to save all this and we're going to dedicate.
Can I just go back to my astrology before just pick me apart?
Please, before, because I'm going to do a whole episode where I pick you apart. So please.
Deal. Whatever. I will be thoroughly prepped.
I love this. All right. Yeah.
Aries and Aries, the compatibility of me and you.
Okay, good, because I have one here too for
it. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Let me just read what I have.
Yeah.
Boredom can be the kiss of death for an Aries. So the best aspect of an Aries-Aries relationship is their spontaneity. Even their fights will always keep things new and exciting, and they will never be bored with one another. However, the ability of both to move on quickly after fights is likely to be the saving grace of an Aries-Aries relationship.
Holy shit.
We move on from fights so fucking fast.
Okay, so now reading this, okay, my goal right now is to get her to start believing in.
But I also, just because it's a personality trait doesn't mean the moon and the stars decided. Like, we just have good personalities where we can put things behind us.
Or we were born in the Aries. Okay, here's mine. And this is from ZodiacSign.com.
But this is my thing. Sorry. Like, you can't tell me if you were born one day earlier, you'd be a different sign and a different person.
I don't know.
Okay, go.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be. But here's mine. Imagine two handsome, naked people banging their heads against a brick wall.
Oh, no.
This might be the best possible image to make you understand the mindset of Aries, especially when there are two of them.
Okay. Whatever.
With their self-respect, aiming high, and strong personalities, is easy for these two to take off their clothes and enjoy one another.
Love it.
We just talked this episode about being naked.
Sexual compatibility, 90%.
Their biggest problem could be their possible selfishness. Damn. Since sexual harmony...
You are really selfish.
I am. Since sexual harmony is probably the most important segment of the relationship to their sign, ruled by Mars, this might lead to fights and the exchange of many sharp words.
Oh, no.
The worst possible scenario is if one of them thinks extensively about the other's satisfaction, while the other has no awareness of the needs of their giving partner. Since Mars is a planet primarily connected to sex as a means to continuation of the species, it is quite often that two Aries partners lack the ability to satisfy each other in a sensual Venus way.
Oh.
I don't know what that means. Mars will stand for satisfaction. I'm having a really hard satisfaction in the physical sense, but no Venus, no emotion. Hence, there might be a lack of true human interaction in this segment of relationship. Their thoughts must be turned to their partner with no exception if their plan for their sexual relationship to work.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting, right?
I don't know what the hell any of that means. It does say that our...
Ready?
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to go. There's a specific behavior of Aries that almost always show if they're telling the truth. They start acting defensive and get angry a lot.
So maybe I'm not bipolar. I'm just an Aries.
Now, you can imagine how two Aries would look together if they weren't honest. Pretty much like children at the playground fighting about nothing at all while keeping some sort of unnatural closeness to neutralize the feelings of guilt. I don't know. Some things are there, I guess.
But I feel like... That's the hard thing with me when it comes to like psychics and this and that. It's like, okay, tell me, it'd be hard for you to surprise me. A lot of times it's, you know, a trick that you just say things that just align with everybody. So you feel like it's going to agree. I just feel like there isn't any proof for me that astrology and the fire signs and Aries and means anything. Because
I think it's earth, wind, fire, and water, something. Yeah, I think are all the...
If I could pick a sign, I'd be fire, of course.
Is that what we are? Aries? Okay, yeah. Okay, tarot cards, any of that? Do you believe in any of that stuff?
Don't even get me started.
I know, all that witchcraft and wizardry.
I don't believe in ghosts. I do believe in like spirits, like good and evil spirits and stuff like that. It would be really hard for me to go to like a card reader or a tarot card reader and believe anything they said. I'm a big skeptic.
Yeah.
And I'm a skeptic. Oh, Juan had a thought. What is it? We should.
We should. That's another good guess.
Because I would love to be convinced otherwise. I'm such a skeptic. Like, in that, I feel like that's what makes me a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Because there's proof in our world for so many different scenarios.
Yeah.
It's not that I necessarily believe that the pyramids were. Okay, that one I kind of do believe. I think they had technology that we can't even wrap our heads around. That one I've done a lot of research on. But
so you think before you go, you think the Egyptians had some sort of technology that we
do not have the capabilities of harnessing today? Yes.
So I have heard, and I wish I could remember.
What about in Florida? There is that place in Florida that I saw.
There's a guy, right? Yes. Who, okay.
He built all these structures. Yeah. And nobody knows how he did it. And it still exists today. And it's all built out of stone. And they don't understand how he was able to create these huge, like it's like a castle.
Coral castle.
Yeah. Coral castle. We'll have to, it's been a long time since I've looked into it, but Coral castle, he was able to build these things out of heavy stone and nobody knows how he does it alone.
Yeah.
And the theory is that he was able to I watched this all on like National Geographic. He was able to like capture some sort of magnetic field or energy that the Egyptians used to build the pyramids. It's in Florida.
I know exactly. I've read a little bit about this. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, this is my ask of the fans and listeners.
Yeah.
We need you to comment conspiracy theories that you either believe or don't believe.
Yes, I love
that you want us to talk about.
Yeah, this is going to be next episode.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to talk anymore.
So the guests that we want on, I want to bring on an astrologer or like a tarot card reader or a psychic, a medium.
So here's the thing about like tarot cards, and especially, you know, because a lot of I feel like a lot of people go to tarot card readers and psychics when they're going through grief. Yeah, they're in search. They're going through grief. They're mm-hmm. looking for love, stuff like that. So, although I don't know. Yeah, I don't really think I believe in it. But I will say this. If I went to a card reader and did this thing and they said, you know, something was going to happen at this date, it would fuck me up mentally. Yeah. And I would think, even if I don't believe it would still be in my head.
It's like the question, if you had the opportunity to know the day that you die, would you?
Oh gosh, I don't even like talking about that. That's crazy.
It is. Yeah. Would you want to know?
No, I would not.
No, me either. Absolutely not. Yeah. All right. Let's do some fan questions.
Okay, do you have some?
Oh yeah. We're like in the hot seat. Actually, yeah, some fan, I mean, unless you want me to go into more about
I want to do a whole episode on that.
Okay. Two relationship ones.
Okay.
That were written in, kind of. They're questions for you that I really thought were interesting.
Okay.
This is going to go back to the sexy side of the podcast. Yeah. We're going to stay away from all the conspiracies.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
What is the sexiest thing that you've seen me do for OnlyFans? I guess the one thing that like turned you on the most, because I show you all of my content.
Yeah. Kind of like last night's little segment. Did you know that I was gonna say?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, last night's was fun. Nothing crazy, but it was
felt crazy to me.
Well, the off camera, but anyways, okay. Yes, it was sexy. Of course, like. You know, like any guy, your photo shoots with other girls and stuff is always really fun to.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm being honest.
That is really telling.
I'm being honest. No, I don't mean it like that.
So I have another question.
Okay.
Gosh, would you ever be interested in a threesome?
I don't know how to answer this.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know what to say on here.
That's fine. Do you think
I don't know what to say. I don't know what's going to get me in trouble.
Do you think OnlyFans has sparked up our sex life?
Do I think OnlyFans has sparked? No. Well, I won't say that because I feel like from day one we've always had a really strong sex.
There's times I'll be trying stuff on for you just so you can be like, hey, do you think this is hot? And then we'll end up.
Yeah, of course.
Making love.
Yeah, but I think. I wouldn't say that it's sparked anything per se, because like I said, I think we've always had a strong.
But I pretty much dress like this 24/7, so I do think that me being in lingerie and sexy stuff in front of you,
yeah, for sure,
is a good change up.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, going to the photo shoots and seeing stuff is fun for me too. Yeah, like,
I'm not just an old married hag. I'm
no, exactly,
somewhat hot still.
Yeah,
even though I'm 30 now.
30.
I'm 30 old. Now. Ooh, yeah. Someone said my body's looking fire. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Hold on. It takes me a second to go through the questions because I have to filter them.
Yeah.
No, a little filter.
One, where are we at? Perfect. Oh,
great. Okay. Let's see. Ooh, the best martial arts for women.
Ooh, best martial arts. I've got my opinion on that.
I do too. And you know, Dana actually just did a podcast about this or something.
Okay.
And he mentioned, which I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
That women, if you're going to put your girls in sports, put them in jiu-jitsu.
Yes. But I specifically, in my opinion, gi jiu-jitsu is the best martial arts for women.
100%. It is practical scenarios that women would get into to save themselves from, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, so for me, gi jiu-jitsu is more practical. I mean, really for anyone, but for a woman, because
autonomy.
Yeah, whatever. Our bodies, our physiology, or whatever. You know, women are not as strong as men.
Yes.
You know, so I feel like gi jiu-jitsu presents more opportunities to utilize like your opponent's own self clothing against themselves in a way, like where when it's no gi jiu-jitsu, you have nothing to hold on to. There's like less vantage points and whatnot. Yes, and so
you use every bit of the other person's clothing
and out in the streets and stuff like that. You're not gonna be in rash guards like trying to defend yourself, you know. It's like,
but I also see gi working too if you don't have clothes on, like if someone didn't have a shirt on or they don't have to have their gi coat or a heavy jacket on for the gi jiu-jitsu to work.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, pants, but yes, if I could recommend any martial arts for a female, it'd be gi jiu-jitsu.
Over
anything.
I would say what Dana said, and I agree with what he said. It was jiu-jitsu 100% first, and then a little bit of like kickboxing, a little bit of Muay Thai.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, it makes you more of a dangerous, you know, you teach.
Well, and you think about like when girls get into street fights, right? The first thing, let's talk about not even a guy girl scenario, not you trying to attack me.
Yeah.
You know, street fights that girls get into, the first thing they do is they pull hair and they're yanking them down. Like getting some situational awareness with like Muay Thai, where you can like tie somebody up, you know how to like protect your face, you know how to create space, get distance.
Yeah.
It's like also the on your feet aspect would apply more in like lower risk scenarios, getting in street fights with other girls or cat fights, but it still is going to help you learn how to defend yourself.
Yeah.
And just get some confidence. I mean,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. And your point, exactly, the distance, like learning distance management, because the distance management for grappling and striking is different. Mm-hmm. So I mean, what you would want the most is, especially if a male was attacking a female, is you would want to stay away as the female and strike, you know, hit the groin or whatever and try to keep your distance, but the guy's going to come grab you, and then obviously that's when your jiu-jitsu and stuff takes over. So
is calling somebody so I said on my Instagram, ask away, you crazy animals, for the podcast.
Yeah.
I think that's a very normal thing to say, right?
Yeah.
Someone commented like, how dare you call your fans crazy animals? You're going to regret this one day.
What?
Do you know what crazy, like, It's like, you crazy animal. That's like cute.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, Home Alone. Yeah, it's like Home Alone.
Crazy animals. Yeah.
Yeah, it's from like Home Alone. I don't know. Maybe they don't. Maybe he's from a different country and that means something else.
Yeah. I got chastised once because I called one of my boys or my friends, like my dog or something. And
you can't call someone your dog?
It was in college and this girl was like, that's such a douchey thing. Like, anyways, it was, yeah, I was like, what? It's, you know,
it's my dog.
It's my homie, my dog. Yeah. Huh. Anyways, well, people take things. And,
sorry I called you guys crazy animals, but I do think you guys are crazy animals. Yeah. I see these messages.
Yeah.
I'm a crazy animal too. Oh my gosh. Someone says I'm looking so beautiful and elegant and I thought I said that I look like an elephant.
You're looking so beautiful and elephant.
You look like an elephant. That would hurt my feelings. Gosh, a lot of them are just sex questions, a lot about my feet.
Yeah, but truly write in on the conspiracy theories because I would love to do a full episode on that and write them in soon so we can read them and do a little bit of research on some stuff. Yes, because
I want to have an opinion on all of it. And then also we'll skip questions for today.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah, so I want to know one and then other guests that you'd like to have. I really think us having a relationship coach on or a relationship psychologist would be cool because I do want to know like the psychology between a relationship and what makes it really work. But I mean, I want them to read us.
Yeah, for sure.
Do relationship counselors or whatever think we're going to make it?
Oh, they're going to pick us apart. They're going to pick me apart. Yeah.
I want to pick you apart. All right. Let's go back to our family. We got a bunch of crazy kids out there waiting for us. We need to go. You're going to go beat them up and I'm going to spoil them.
Yeah, they have to be really quiet right now. So
and that was hard for an hour. Well, this is a kick-ass love story. Yep. Your host, Paige Van Zandt, Austin Vanderford, Dennis Vanderford, getting a little break from the kids on the couch.
Yep, taking a nap.
Taking a little nap. All right, we are on YouTube, OFTV, Spotify, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Apple, anywhere you get your podcasts. So listen to us. Keep subscribing. We appreciate 200,000 subscribers. Yes,
thank you so much.
And yeah, thank you to the fans. Wait, what? Oh, and next week we are officially filming a kick-ass cocktail kick-ass cocktails with Paige Van Zandt. It'll be my cocktail episode. I'm going to share my favorite cocktails that I drink, tequila forward, and then also any cocktails you want me to make for you.
Awesome.
All right, that's it. We did it.